Welcome to Shomar Shova Nadav, Shiresponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Biak Hashom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in Tav Amud Beis tells us that we learn from our Sugyo that Tzar Ba'alichayim Deraisa. There's a Issa Deraisa to do Tzar Ba'alichayim to cause any pain to an animal. What is the reason for this Issa? The Pashat B'Shad is Racham on the Kol Maiso, because Bukh has Rachamim on everything they created. He doesn't want any creature to suffer. But the Rishonim bring two additional reasons. The Rambam and the Mori Nevuchim Chelek Gimel Perek Yud Zayin, and so says the Messias Hesharim in Perek Yud Tes, that the reason is to train a person not to be cruel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Am Yisrael to be people that have rachmanis, they have mercy, that care about others. If they can be cruel to animals, that would lead them to develop the midah of cruelty, and they may use it against human beings as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, in general, to act with rachamim, to act with mercy, and that will reflect everything that we do. That is the reason Tzar Ba'alechayim Deraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me Deraisa, you're not allowed to cause pain to animals, because causing pain to animals means that you will be cruel. That will cause cruelty by you, and we have to act in a way that is not cruel, that is full of rachamim. Al Pi Kabbalah, we found another explanation. This explanation is brought down the Rikant in Parshas Emor. He explains that many times there is a Gilgul. Gilgul means that an neshama needs to go into the body of an animal in order for it to have kapara. And the Rikant explains that many of the mitzvahs of how we act to animals is because of this concept in Kabbalah. Because there may be in these animals neshamas of human beings. So you don't want to do, for example, oisav esbnoi. You don't want to kill a mother and a child in the same day. And this is the reason for Tzar Ba'alechayim, says the Rikanti, Tzar Ba'alechayim, because there may be in this animal a neshama of a yid. The Rikanti adds that it's not so simple that Gilgul of neshamas goes into animals. It is a discussion in the Rishonim. And he says there's many rayas that there is Gilgul into animals. The Ritbaz and the Sefer Mogen David Oisei brings also this discussion. Does the neshama go into an animal? And he brings that some say there's a pasuk, Atzila Micherev Nafshi, save me from a sword, Miat Kelev Yechidosi, from the dog, my Yechida, Yechid refers to the neshama. Make sure that my neshama doesn't go into the body of a dog. And he says in the name of the Medrash Hanelam, which is the Zohar, but in the footnotes they bring that they don't know exactly what he's referring to. That it says, the Pasuk says, Odom ki akriv mikem korban, person brings a korban from himself, means there's such a thing as bringing a korban who is the person himself. When do you bring a korban who is the person himself? When there's a gilgul of an neshama into a body of an animal. And in the Sefer Mitzvot David, in Mitzvah Shimon Beis, the Ritbaz go on, expands upon that a little bit more. And he says, the pshat is that when you have a gilgul neshama into an animal, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezamen that this animal becomes a korban legabe hamizbech. But if he has a balmum, if the animal becomes a balmum, that means there was not lerotzoim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to come to the mizbech. He doesn't give him that kaparo to be oila legabe hamizbech. But says the Ritbaz, there's another solution. It could be on the Mizbeach, or it could be eaten by Am Yisrael. When Am Yisrael eat meat, they elevate the meat and they make it ruchni, they make it spiritual. And if there is an neshama, which is megulgul into this animal, so the neshama has an aliyah, the neshama has a kapara. And he continues on to say that the same thing is when an animal belongs to a goyin, the goy brings it to the Mizbeach, very possible that the neshama that was megulgul, that was nizgalgil into this animal, and this animal is the way to get out of it. To get now, it's not only an animal, but it also belongs to a goy. The way to have kapara, the way to have elevation, to bring it up, to have aliyah of neshama, is by going on the mizbeach and have be a korban to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to this, this is the pshat of Tzar Ba'alechayim. You never know. It may be not only an animal is being hurt. It may be that there's a neshama of a yid in there, and causing tzar to that yid. The Dvorim Mamukim of Balei HaKabbalah. Anyone who wants to join Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.